Welcome into the program. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino here on a Wednesday morning. Coming up today on the program, we do have Jeff Seeley trying to make you some money at the RBC. That's going to be in an hour. And at the very back end of the show, Mike Pritchard, host here on VSiN, former NFL player for 10 years. He got drafted by the Falcons. He played for the Broncos. He still talks to people like, you know, around the league, plenty of people. What does he think Atlanta's going to do at number four? And could the Broncos be serious enough about maybe trading up to number four and taking a quarterback at that spot?
Who knows what they'll do? What Denver's going to do, period.
Right.
Yeah. Good. You having fun with this baseball, huh? Yeah, this is good stuff. Getting some games in. The Marlins cashing tickets. Three straight wins, plus 230, plus 125, plus 150. This Pirate thing is lunacy. Every game but one, there's been a run in the first inning.
Yeah.
Right? And Cubs won, but they still can't hit. Brewers bullpen. I don't know what the hell was going on with this Brewers bullpen. Giants finally played an over. Bieber under again. ATM machine, 14-1 under run. How good was that game?
Giolito it's a thing of beauty.
Oh, absolutely.
I couldn't get my eyes off the game last night.
It was great.
So, I mean, and that comes in again, by the way, with the under first five, under for the game, Indians and White Sox with Bieber on the mound. He's now, 14-1 under first five, last 15 games going back to last year. I did not bet the game in play, but I was tracking the total, and it was probably like the sixth inning, and they hung a three up for the live total. And it got, you know, I'm sure it got shorter than that when I stopped paying attention. And then in extras, it's like, all of a sudden, these guys are just hammering it away last night. Can't touch them, striking out a bunch of guys. And then it's runner on second base, nobody out, go to the bullpens, what's going to happen? And that game could have exploded. And I would say, thank goodness for underbetters for the game and for in-play underbetters. It never got you in the 10th inning with shenanigans that could take place in the extras now.
Uh-huh, yep, absolutely.
But I understand that people, you know, bettors frustration, fans frustration with... You have a gem like that last night between two absolute aces on the mound, and then it's like, new rules, 10th inning, guys on second base. That part does kind of stink. Overall, I like the rule, but when you have just a game like, and I would take that over a 10-9 ball game, Paul, any day of the week, just in terms of being a fan of the game and watching it.
And you can't lay anything with significance with the Yankees.
Not right now.
You can't. No. Under 500, yeah. We'll see what Kluber has today. He opens a favorite, roughed up in his last start. It's Cole, and hold your breath. With that rotation.
It really is.
Jeez.
Yeah, they are not priced like the Dodgers, but you cannot be laying big numbers with the Yankees day in and day out right now. You can't be doing that. It's a mistake. And like you said yesterday, this team, like, come, you know, July, August, September.
Yes.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
You're going to be running for your lives when you want to play the Yankees, right? But right now, early, out of the gates, this could continue for the entire month.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good streaks, a lot of good trends. Look at the Red Sox.
I know.
Who saw this coming? Seven in a row for the Red Sox. This is great. The Tigers have been dogs in every game, but you're up money because they're 5-6. The other team has scored first the last eight games for Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Some wild stuff out there.
All right, we'll continue to recap what took place last night in the Association and Major League Baseball from a betting perspective next.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Vegas Golden Knights are 4 points back of Colorado in the West Division with 58 points, 28-11-2. The Golden Knights have won three straight. They're a $2.10 road favorite of the LA Kings today. James Harden unlikely to play with a hamstring injury. Kevin Durant likely to be on a minutes limitation as Brooklyn visits Philadelphia. Early line, 76ers, a 6.5-point favorite at Wells Fargo Center, 232.5 the total. The Padres had their four-game winning streak snapped yesterday in an 8-4 loss to the Pirates. Joe Musgrove pitching today for the Padres. They're the $2.25 favorite at PNC Park. Our sports betting experts are analyzing baseball, hoops, hockey, soccer, tennis, and horse racing every day. Plus, our NFL experts are getting ready for the 2021 NFL Draft. Get all our in-depth insights and Point Spread Weekly, our best bets daily email, and 24/7 video coverage. VSiN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
Hey.
time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Hey, gang. The spring sports betting action is getting started, and our VSiN experts are covering early season baseball trends, NHL, NBA playoff races, NFL draft. We'll give you all the tools to make the most of every bet. 24/7 video coverage, odds for every game, VSiN.com. Best bet emails, the weather and the betting action heating up. Get your 10-day free trial, VSiN.com/subscribe. 10-day free trial, VSiN.com/subscribe.
Five teams right now, Major League Baseball, Pauly, are batting below 200 against right-handed pitching.
Oh.
The Chicago Cubs are by far and away the worst team right now in baseball. They're batting 136 against righties.
Rizzo's hitting like a buck 10. Again, there are two guys in the lineup that are hitting, and somehow they still win. This Brewers bullpen, come on. What's going on?
I know.
And we'll get to Burns coming up, which what he's done. He doesn't have a win. And it was historic how we started the season. But it's 2-1, and then the Cubs get two in the eighth, and they win that game.
Watch today be the day that they actually break out, because it's Burns, and he's been phenomenal so far in his first two starts. But again, 136, the next closest team to them batting average-wise is 118. That's Cleveland, another listless offense. The other teams below 200, Milwaukee, Oakland, and Colorado.
Oh! Look,
here's the lineup at the Cubs.
Look at these numbers.
It has to hurt.
Oh, no, look away.
I mean, viewers on Marquee are well aware of the problems. Oh. That is vile, and that is nasty. They are last in Major League Baseball in every single category that was listed right there. Today doesn't get any easier.
Right, as you see in the man. The runners in scoring position stuff. 7-70. My God. You think by accident you'd fall into a clutch hit.
Sure.
Or you just let a blooper or a bleeder or something that would fall in there. Duck snort.
Uh-huh.
God.
Not the case so far, but I like today's schedule. We do get six early games, and then the other eight basically come at night. But we talked about the Yankees already, laid a number again today against the Blue Jays. Kluber's on the mound, got completely roughed up his last time out. Can the Rockies salvage something here against the Dodgers? John Gray's been really good. But this team, again, for L.A., I mean, could, should, would, whatever. Could have, like, maybe one or zero losses so far. They're that good. And then they get Mookie Betts back into the lineup last night, and it's just they go back-to-back right away with Seager. Taylor, I believe, was the other guy batting behind him. And then Betts hits one a little bit later on in the game.
Well, we said it yesterday. Get used to it, because here comes Ginger Guard. He's 275. So if that's going to be – that's your fifth guy. And he's going to be 275.
And he's throwing 99 miles an hour.
And Gray's not a bum. But we know how bad Colorado should be, can be. But that's what it's going to be. It's going to be every single night what they're going to be laying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Giants are a pleasant surprise, too, that they're 7-4. Didn't work out last night, but playing all these low-scoring games, what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I love to bet against pitchers after they throw a no-no. And Musgrove opens 220.
It's a big number.
And yeah, the Pirates can walk into a couple runs here, too. They can hit.
Taking on his former team.
And that's, also, he's not supposed to go more than six innings in the last start. But he's out there on adrenaline and try to do this and get the no-hitter, and he does. So we'll see what he has. Got to bet the yes run in the first inning, I'll tell you that.
Well, how bad was Snell last night?
Oh, I had nothing.
I had absolutely nothing.
No, come on.
No, and you brought up the Tigers already. They're a cash machine so far. The rookie did it again last night. Kid's off to a great start. Awesome story. And I know that I've read like four different stories on the kid or blurbs, whatever, and everything says, is he going to find enough playing time? I have news for you. You're the Tigers, okay? Expectations again this year were very low. You might exceed them, but as of right now, this kid needs to be in the lineup every single day, and it's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got to roll with the hot hand, and clearly this kid has it as of right now.
Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, 7 straight, the other team scores first. That's kooky. Washington, first 5 for the year, 0-4-4. Kansas City, first 5. Last 6 games, 5-0-1 to the under. How about the stuff with the Padres and the Pirates with their walks and the runners in scoring position stuff?
I know.
With the ace of Spader in that tweet. Padres, 1-13, runners in scoring position, 15 left on. And stats by stats, the Pirates beat the Padres despite walking 13 batters and hitting 3 bats. That's not supposed to happen.
No, ever.
Yes.
So some crazy stuff taking place again last night. Full slate. Got started with that Red Sox come from behind. I grabbed them 22-1 to win that division earlier this week.
Who?
The Red Sox.
Wow.
That number's long gone. I don't know if they can do it or not, but I'm also tied up with some other stuff with the Blue Jays and the Rays or whatever. So as long as the Yankees don't win it, I'm going to be sitting okay. But I don't know, mate.
They got a shot today. Twins are in a funk right now. And they're throwing Evaldi and Rodriguez. So
that was another one. I think the Twins had a ton of runners on base yesterday, and they couldn't get anybody in.
How about the Astros? Now, they've lost four in a row.
Yep.
Ooh, since a hot start. And good job by the A's to get off the mat. The A's have turned it around. And a big reason why was that win against Jansen when, you're right, the Dodgers should only have one loss. But Oakland's won 5 of 6 now to claw back after the 0-7, whatever it was. Yeah.
All right, so we'll get to today's card a little bit later on in this hour. NBA action from last night. Clippers, thought that number was too short last night against the Pacers. I actually thought the total was too low more than anything else, and it went flying over. Pay attention to these Pacer games, scoring a ton of points and allowing a lot of points here recently. So nice win by the Clippers. Suns had to kind of match that last night for our division bet that we have in the Pacific. And that was a tough spot, obviously, although they've been really good in back-to-back so far this year. Now 9-4 ATS. Against the Heat, laying 3. Heat got out to a big lead to begin the game. Suns came roaring back, had the lead at halftime, and then they beat him by 20 points on the game. So nice effort last night by Phoenix.
Liked them. They're at their best when they play these so-called good teams or teams with a winning record.
Yeah.
Good home team, hot team, and good record here against teams with a winning record. And they take out the Heat. Good job.
Another win by Boston last night.
Yes, maybe they found
something
here.
Playing here some pretty good basketball.
Here come the Celtics, right?
Yep. That and it's been fun. I'm not buying the Blazers.
You can't. How can you take them seriously?
Lillard has to go for 45 every game in the playoffs.
Sure. Again, I keep repeating myself, but it's real, and it's been this way for years. They can't stop anything. Yep. They're horrible defensively. Matador defense.
And it was a very bad spot last night for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't matter. They got the win. They covered the game. And Hornets, they've been a nice story, but now the wheels are starting to come off maybe a little bit here for Charlotte. And the Hawks, we said on the air yesterday, it's like, okay, who's playing in this game tonight? Why are the Raptors laying 3.5, 24 hours ago? How does that make any sense? And then, that number went bananas where it went and came back Raptors favored, and Hawks got the job done winning by 5 last night. Did you see this where Mark Cuban yesterday came out on the heels of Luka, and he said that, I don't know what we're doing here.
I don't like this. I don't like it at all. Do something about it, win games, and I don't like the timing because this is a huge game tonight. They're a short favorite on the road against Memphis. This is pretty much for the division. I mean, if they lose, it's down to half a game.
Sure.
Quit crying about that. You agree, okay, we made a mistake. If you don't want to be in a play-in game, play your way out of the play-in game and win some games.
Sure.
This is ridiculous.
And by the way,
but the division's on the line, and you're all distracted, and you're crying about the play-in games and all this other, what you agreed to, win games. So you got a huge game today against the Grizzlies, and you're laying 1.5.
Yeah, and by the way, this was approved at the beginning of the season. Cuban had a say then.
Yeah.
Did he not agree with it when you go back like 4 or 5 months? And all of us said, nah, this is no good.
I actually like it. I don't have a problem with it. But when you think you get this March Madness type feel, oh, you can't play 72 games, and then you could lose 2 in a row, and you're out. Dude. Okay, well, don't be in the 7, 8, 9, 10.
By the way, tell that to baseball teams and wildcard teams in baseball that play 162 games.
I think it's a great idea by the league and Adam Silver to drum up interest late in the season where a lot of these teams are tanking or not going for it or you don't have a lot to play for.
Sure.
It opens it up to races, and why not?
These games become more meaningful, and that's been the biggest problem in the NBA going back for a long time, integrity of the game. By the way, here's how it works.
It's a huge problem. You've underachieved.
Sure. The 7th and 8th place teams play each other.
Is that what it is? I got that wrong. Why are they doing that? Why doesn't 7 play 10?
I'm not sure how they came up with the rules. By the way, Cuban wants 1 through 20, just the top 20 teams in the NBA. I don't care about conference.
Well, I'm on board with that.
And then he says, then you would probably have, the bottom 8 teams in a play-in tournament for seeding purposes, and then you go on from there.
Well, they should just, there should
that, be. That's the idea right there.
You should seed the top 16 teams in the league.
Totally on board with that.
Yeah, right.
But so the 7th and 8th place teams play each other, with the winner earning the 7th seed. The 9th and 10th place teams also play each other, with the loser eliminated from playoff contention, the loser of the 7-8 game, and the winner of the 9-10 game then play with the 8th seed at stake. That's how they're doing it.
Oh, my God. That's how it is?
Yes.
What a... Jesus. Put a tent over that circus. What are you doing?
I'm not sure about the path here. That's odd. Yeah, doesn't it make more sense to have 7 play the 10, 8 play the 9? And then you can just go from there?
All right. Whatever.
It's a lot of games.
Yeah. Unnecessary. I'm always fascinated by, intrigued by this. And we mentioned this guy on the show a couple of times. He was the best to ever do it. Now he works for the Mavericks. But Bob Valgaris was asked this on Twitter, and he responded, were you ever limited in the early 2000s like people are today? And I always find this fascinating because we always talked about, this guy made millions betting the NBA, the best to ever do it, and was from Canada and was working at the airport in Winnipeg, building his bankroll, and then hit a big ticket when he had the Lakers to win the title one year with the Shaq team. I can't remember the year. I think it was the year they were down big to Portland in Game 7.
Okay.
But he was big on first halves, first quarters,
yes,
and stuff like that. I'm right. Like, how is this guy getting? So his answer, of course, I never really was able to get down without using a beard from 2003 onwards. That said, these agents, quote, and play thieves are as bad, if not worse, than all the bookmakers. At least the bookmakers have overhead and corporate interest to appease. But when that guy is in L.A., and I'm sure he in the poker community, I'm sure he has so many, because what do we know about poker players? They bet.
They'll bet on anything.
They're like us. They'll bet the high card. I mean, they're degenerates. They'll bet on anything. You're right. But they also have a lot of money, and they'll throw it around.
That's why they do it.
So he would have so many outs to think, okay, set up an account. I'll give you 20%. I'll give you 15% of what I win, and you're not on the hook if I lose, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have so many of those accounts, and then probably with the big shots in Hollywood that he would run with. I mean, if you get a guy who's a total square ball, some guy in a big Hollywood, like a, I'm just gonna throw his name out there because we've talked to Houston Curtis, but you get like a Tobey Maguire or somebody, who for them, if you're betting 20,000 on an NFL game, whoop-de-damn-do, and you just say, okay, Bob, here's the password, you can use it.
Sure.
Meanwhile, while you're blowing 50,000 on an NFL game on a Sunday, this guy's coming in betting 15, 10, 20,000 on maybe some NBA first halves, and
right,
scoop the money and get your percentage. And probably he's, God knows how many people he's doing that with.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. When you're the best in the world, you're going to get limited, or you're going to get cut off like that because you're going to win. And you're betting oddball stuff.
That's
a fascinating tweet and also discussion about what Valgaris was doing to build his fortune and also get down with all these NBA bets.
And that goes all the way back to 2003, so a long time ago now. We're talking like 18 years. And he was also, tracking coaches and how they would actually finish halves and finish games. And he was ahead of the curve on this, ahead of the game. And so he basically had their tendencies and their history. And he's like, I know how this is going to play out. I know how it's going to go. I know if they're going to foul or not. And that's why I'm going to be unloading on these games. And he was just, he found something. He loves the game of basketball. I mean, Christ, he would be sitting courtside, right? Clippers games or Lakers games or whatever.
He'd go to the finals every year.
Sure he would.
$20,000 a ticket.
And he's sitting right there and like Jack might be down 10 feet from him, whatever.
Well, that's a different. Aaron Renning's one of the best in the world. He might be the best right now with Bob out of the game. But Aaron's always been one of the best. But Aaron is a side and total player.
Right.
Valgaris was betting this oddball stuff.
Sure.
So that's, I mean, who's how many different outs do you have to get down for? And that guy's betting big money.
Yep.
First quarters and all this other.
And like from what regions across the world was he actually betting with?
Mm.
My question. You know, I mean, like how many, came from where? How many different countries?
And poker players all over the world. Yeah, excellent point there too. What do you want to do with this Denver game? Now with Murray out with the ACL, they're laying 4.5. I know what happened last night, and it's a back-to-back at a tough roadie, but now the Heat go to Denver, and Denver's 4.5. Who knows what? Maybe it's woe is me routine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, our season could be over here. We had high hopes.
Did you see what happened to their number? So the Nuggets 2 days ago were 14-1. I know Jeff Sherman at the Westgate said, no chance. Down to 100-1.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
That was the move?
That was the move. JBT tweeted it out yesterday.
Oh.
They went from 14 legit chance to 100-1 after the Murray ACL. That is a devastating loss. You remember how good he was last year in the bubble?
He's the man.
The back and forth that the Nuggets and the Jazz had, and it was, remember, Mitchell and Murray. The Glengarry, Glenn Ross series is what it was. And they were like, who's going to score? Who's going to out-duel each other tonight? You're going to go for 47, well, I'm going to go for 51. Good luck to you. And that's just a, huge blow. Young kid like that was really coming on.
You put those back up, guys.
You bring in Gordon. It looked like a real game changer.
Right. Boy, the lack of respect. Right now.
Oh, the Suns?
Yes. Right now, the Suns play the Jazz in a series. Who you want? Jazz are leaking oil.
I mean, based on the price, I'm going to probably look at the Suns. Yeah,
yeah, but, well, yeah. what they would make the best of seven price. But I'm just saying, he's got one team 12-1, another team 4-1, and don't count out the Clippers for the one seed in the West. But the Suns are playing better basketball. I mean, if the Suns would play the Jazz tomorrow in a series, I would take the Suns. Yeah. I think they're the better team, right?
By the way, and I'm glad you brought that up earlier this week, too. Kind of under the radar, the Clippers are now not only the best offensive efficiency team in the NBA, as we talked about yesterday, the best high-volume three-point shooting team in the history of the league. For teams that attempt more than 33s a game, they're shooting 42%. Best of all time.
Pandemic Paul's playing well.
He's had, what, 32-plus in, I think, four straight games?
Yep, right. And it's a back-to-back tonight.
Yeah.
They crush it.
And they are the best team in the NBA back-to-back, no rest.
And they're playing Detroit, who stinks. They just dropped 131. They didn't cover, but they dropped 131 on them the last time they played.
Uh-huh. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, along with Paulie Howard, live today downtown Las Vegas from Circa Resort and Casino. Paul, again, will recap bad beats. The line moves from last night in something we like to call win some, lose some.
Cash out instantly with BetRivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boost, and the most in-play betting options out there. Always a $250 match bonus and one-time playthrough. BetRivers is your hometown book. Not good in Iowa, but valid in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. It's PlaySugarHouse.com in Jersey. Time for win-lose, kids.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Let's go bad beats. Mets, Phillies under 6.5. 2-1 in the sixth. 4-3-8. With these doubleheaders, shenanigans late, and what happened? Like the Mariners game, the total was 7. And that was, 3-2. And then they tied in the seventh and then a 4-3 final. So that turned out to be tough as well, what happened in that game. And the Brewers, $1.45. I mean, again, come on. It's 2-1 in the eighth, and they blow it, and the Cubs get the win 3-2. Diamondbacks, $1.05 against the A's. They led 5-0. 5-0 lost the game. Never heard from again.
That was Gallen, by the way.
Yes, I know.
Kelly yesterday. He was listed like everywhere. Yeah. Kelly was. And they go, Gallen, that's the guy you want to watch for Arizona. I know he's coming back. He didn't throw a zillion pitches yesterday, but Gallen is the real deal there.
Marlins, nice call, Mitch. Plus 170 down to 150. Routed the Braves. You got their first five in game. And again, the Marlins have won three in a row at plus 230, plus 125, and plus 150. Booyah!
Yeah, that was a good one. First of all, I had 8 runs in the first five, and I had a sweat. That game did not go how I predicted, but I'll take the 8 runs, and I'm like, wait a second here. I have 8 runs like in the fourth inning, and it's not over yet? My God.
As we said with the handicap there, with the that division is too many good teams.
Yeah.
Atlanta off to a slow start. Hawks from 3 down to 1. They win. Clippers over, 229 up to 233, 126, 115. Celtics Blazers over, 227 up to 229.5, 116, 115. Boston said it was too high on the air. Maple Leafs on a back-to-back laying 210. Come on. I know Calgary was in a funk, but plus 180 down to 140. 3-2 in overtime. At least Toronto gets the point with the, third, fourth straight goalie now. Predators plus 160 down to, what is going on with this team? They are on fire, and they routed Tampa. 7-2. Where's this coming from?
I'm going to look right now.
Keep riding Nashville. Is it 10 of 11? Look that up.
They're super hot, Paul.
I had them the other night when they played Detroit. It was 7-1. I think they were like 11-12. Porto plus 310. Another Chelsea under. Porto scores like in the 90th minute. Chelsea advanced, but 1-0 final. And lose some, the Padres, 210 up to 240. At Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram, always a great collection of videos, dog videos. Even you got the seal up there, good stuff there. Today, from Andrew. He howls at the fire trucks every day. There he is. That's his move. There you go, Andrew. Thank you. And he gets the other guy involved as well. And just no big deal. It's just your beluga whale playing fetch out here. Look at this guy. Oh, my God. Coming. Imagine if that thing comes up there to your little boat. Get up there. Throws it. And he goes, gets it. He brings it back, and it goes on and on. It's one thing when you're playing with a dog. But this guy, whale playing fetch. Oh,
he gets
my
it.
God.
Here you go, pal.
Yeah, he's got it.
I'll bring it right back to you.
Wow. That is something. Lose some. Here we go. Alex Morgan, FTM, follow the money. You know it. April 14th. Yeah. You got a Santa Claus in here. Hey. Now, like,
well,
it's
now
one thing with the. Now we got the Santa Claus still in the yard. And I don't know, I can't see what the sign says. But in any event, I mean, this is. Can you believe it? Now it's Santa Claus. No one's safe. Santa Claus is still in the yard in the middle of April. And this is Anthony Edwards being told Alex Rodriguez is becoming owner of the Timberwolves.
Do you have any thoughts about him? Are you an A-Rod fan at all growing up or anything like that? What you think about what he might bring to the team?
A fan? What do you mean? Like, who is he?
The baseball player? Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I know he's going to be the owner, but I don't know nothing about baseball.
Come on. Come on. J-Lo? Come on. A-Rod?
Are you buying it?
Nothing? Sunday Night Baseball, Matt Vasgersian.
He told the Minnesota media when he was drafted that he used to play baseball, every position.
That can't be true. No way. He's full of it.
Is he joking?
Is he a prankster?
Yeah. Up next, you can find some terrific historical angles for betting and NFL win totals in this week's Point Spread Weekly. What Seattle pulled off last year typically does not happen. Bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using the promo code VSIN2K to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. And when you bet with PointsBet, you're going to get faster bets, withdrawals, and rewards at your fingertips. Download the PointsBet app today to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. So are you ready? Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21+. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. PointsBet Weekly is loaded with great NFL tidbits on win totals, Paulie. Steve Mackinnon's numbers over the years, and you can check it out this week at vsin.com/subscribe. If you go back and look, and this is one of the very first things this week in the rundown. In 2019, Seattle's 10 close wins, 8 points or less, were the most by any team in the NFL over the last 29 seasons. In that span, the 31 teams that managed 8-plus close wins combined for an average decline of 2.97 wins per season. Well, okay. The Seahawks in 20... Here are the overall numbers. In 2019, the Seahawks played in 12 one-score games. They were 10-2. So they were supposed to come back to the pack last year. They played in 11 one-score games in 2020. They were 8-3 a year ago.
Come on.
Is this going to continue for a third consecutive year?
How can it, right?
I believe that they were 5-6 in one score games back in 2018. Russ cannot continue to pull off this kind of magic for an entire season.
It's like the turnover thing.
It is.
If you're horrific or awesome in either direction with the turnovers, that's supposed to regress.
Yep.
And come back. And so they're affected again, and also Kansas City.
Sure.
I mean, they were pulling a rabbit out of the hat every game too. They set that record, 6-7 in a row by
Winning but not covering.
Six or fewer, whatever it was, yeah.
The last three seasons have shown a trend against teams that win a lot of close games. In that span, there have been 34 teams that won six-plus games by 8 points or less. Only four have improved the next season with an average drop of 2.38 wins per year. Mm. Again, the teams this year affected both Seattle and KC, along with Chicago, Cleveland, KC, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, and Tennessee.
That's a lot. Wow.
And then
I remember this one because I was watching the game. Remember they flashed up on the screen week 17. I believe they set a record. I think Atlanta went 0-7 in one score games. I think it was something like that. Just, yeah, every close game Atlanta
close
lost.
Close losses.
Yes.
Since 1998, 30 teams have lost 8-plus games in close loss formats. That being one possession or less, 8 points. Their combined average improvement the next season was a hefty 3.77 wins per season, with 28 of the 30 teams improving. So Atlanta's in that category. Carolina, I had their win total over 5.5 last year, started 3-2, never got there. Mm-hmm. And now their win total, I believe, is, what are we looking at there on the screen? 7.5, yeah. And Houston also fits, but who knows what the hell's going to happen with that team this year. So those are some of the, and look at this, so I rattled off three. We have like three pages of stuff with the Nuggets to get into. Let me give you a couple of schedules here. Washington football team, the home schedule for Ron Rivera and company, outside of their division, they get the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Saints, Seattle, and Tampa Bay at home. Oh, that's a killer. But thankfully, they get them at home. On the road, much more manageable. Atlanta, Buffalo, Carolina, Denver, Green Bay, and the Raiders. Now, the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, right? Probably going to be the quarterback. Their road schedule, very manageable. Outside their division, they get Atlanta, Carolina, Denver, Detroit, the Raiders, and the Jets. Six of their non-divisional road games this year for Philadelphia. And their win total is 6.5, but if you want to go over that, it's minus 134. So you said yesterday you don't think Josh Allen's going to regress back.
No. Yeah. No. This is who he is.
Let me point out who they play this year.
I'm not saying MVP candidate every year.
Okay.
But he finally got weapons, and he was sensational.
What do you think is a fair record inside their division this year?
They'll sweep the Jets. And then they'll split with Miami and the Patriots.
Okay, so 4-2.
I'll go there, yeah.
That's exactly the number I had in my head.
Okay.
If they go 4-2 in their division, here is the Bills' schedule outside of that. At home, they get Atlanta, Carolina, Houston, Indy, Pittsburgh, and Washington.
Oh, that's manageable.
Oh, that's every game there is winnable.
And the Bills Mafia are going to be ready to go now. Back in a stadium.
On the road, Jacksonville, and then it beefs up a little bit, obviously. They get the Chiefs, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, and Tennessee on the road. I think this team's going to win 11 or 12 games again this year.
Cosign. Yep. Who knows what the Saints will look like? You just put down a loss at Kansas City. Tennessee's could beat Jacksonville, can beat Tennessee. Tampa's going to be difficult, but it depends. Tampa got off to a slow start last
year. And then the highest total on the board, as you could imagine, is Kansas City. It's 12. Their home games are Buffalo, Cleveland, Dallas, Green Bay, the Giants, and Pittsburgh. It's pretty tough. On the road, the Chiefs play Baltimore, Cincinnati, Philly, Tennessee, and Washington.
You like the 49ers with Garoppolo? He's got to be Garoppolo, right?
As I'm looking at the schedule yesterday, I don't like him. I love him.
Really?
Love the schedule. Over 10.5 is plus 123 right now at DraftKings.
Okay.
Tough division, probably the most difficult division in football. They're road games, Paulie. They get the Bears, the Bengals, the Lions, Jacksonville, Philly, and Tennessee on the road. Again, like how many of those are they going to be favored in? Five?
Mm-hmm.
At home, Atlanta, Green Bay, Houston, Indy, and Minnesota. Again, they'll be favored in, I'm guessing they're going to be favored over Green Bay. It depends on how healthy they are. They'll probably be favored in every single one of those home games. It doesn't mean they're going to win every one, but they're 10.5, and they're playing a 17-game schedule. Tuh. Plus money, over 10.5? Yeah. Big fan of the 49ers over that number.
I'm right.
Going to get on board with that one, too?
I'll go along with that, yeah.
And then we have 15 days until the NFL draft. And I was really examining, I think only one book as of right now has props up in Las Vegas, right?
William Hill put up a ton of stuff yesterday. Yeah. Good job.
They have a lot of stuff up.
Great job.
And I know that Jeff Benson was on with Tim Murray on the nightcap here on VSiN earlier this week. And Benson said eventually they're going to put out a bunch of props on the draft. I don't think he said the exact date, but they're going to have a bunch of draft positions, first guy taken at this position, that kind of stuff. So number three, I'm starting to see more push for Justin Fields at number three.
What a mistake that would be.
Ahead of Jones?
Guy's right. Guy sent an email. Give me the good Ohio State quarterbacks in the NFL. How can I sit here and go Hoyer, Troy Smith, Barrett,
Haskins,
and go down the list? I mean, it's yikes.
All right, up next, we'll get into today's day games in Major League Baseball. He is second up in their rotation. His ERA and FIP are in the mid-fives. He's throwing 90 miles an hour. Not pretty. Does it continue today?
Action on DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. Download the app. Use promo code VSiN when you sign up to compete for cash prizes each week. Sign up now. New customers get a deposit bonus up to $500. Code VSiN when you sign up. DraftKings.com for details. Hoyer went to Michigan State. Thanks to everyone on Twitter, which is weird because he's from Ohio. The other one, Nashville has won 11 of 13.
Yeah.
I missed that. They lost to Tampa Saturday. Imagine the prices you can get on you had. They won 11 of 13.
I probably should have been betting them in the streak because I have their point total under.
Oh, no.
That's going to go bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah. That was going to be a winner until they really found something like, a month or so ago.
Getaway day. A lot of day games. I want to start with the big one. Peekaboo marquee. Burns goes for the Brewers. I mean, this guy, history. First player in history to go six-plus innings in his first two starts, no walks, and only one hit. He can't get a win. The bullpen blew it twice. And he's going against Arrieta. And he opened 165 here at Circa. And again, we've talked about it ad nauseum here about this Cubs offense, which, okay, they won. Congratulations. He scored three runs. They cannot hit. But imagine, you say this is the game they break out of. It'd be funny if that happened.
No,
there's no way it's happened. He's going to shut them down again.
Okay, this, so.
A great call by Matty Vasgersian to give him out for NL Cy Young. Now, the good thing is voters know. We've seen it with DeGrom, so.
Oh, of course. You don't have to go 21-3 anymore in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
But look at his overall numbers. Basically 15 Ks per nine. I feel like a major jinx coming today or something. I don't know. He hasn't walked a single player. Paul, his BABIP is 0.56. How is that possible? The swinging strike rate is 18%. Teams have had not a prayer on earth against the guy so far. The Cubs are batting. Where are those numbers at? The Cubs are batting 136 against righties on the year. By the way, the Brewers aren't much better. They're batting. Look at the lineup again. Oh God. The Brewers are batting 195.
Look at this.
Against righties.
Look at this.
I mean, if they didn't get the Contreras home run last night, they lose
the
game.
They lose the game. I know. They can't hit.
So do you want to go first five under, or is it... You want to go?
Well, no. What are you talking about? If you want the Brewers first, I don't want this bullpen.
Yeah,
I can't believe I'm saying this. This bullpen keeps vomiting on themselves.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, in terms of, but do you want to lay $1.65? You want to maybe go Burns in the first five? Do you want to go with the under?
Burns first five.
Okay, because Arrieta, yeah. I think we're going to see some regression coming from him at some point. His ERA and the FIP are really good so far, but he's not really striking out anybody.
Well, breaking news, Milwaukee's not the 27 Yankees either.
That's the thing.
They scuffle him.
Maybe he's good for one more showing today, and the total here is 7.5. Maybe it's another 3-2 or 2-1 ballgame.
Okay, yep. What do you want to do with the Cardinals? A lot of people tweeted in yesterday, you got to take the Cardinals with the Nats getting the vaccine.
The vaccine.
Well, I was fine. You were fine. You've got the two shots already.
I had the two shots, yeah.
I felt good. Kling clang, king of the rim ram room. So I don't, but it worked out, so whatever. But you get Schwarber and Bell back. They're 26th in scoring. St. Louis is 1-5 as a favorite. Wainwright's a hound's breakfast. No, thank you. He's $1.20 against Ross.
Yeah.
Nat's off to a slow start, but again, with the COVID and the tough schedule they've had, I'm not going to crush them.
Yeah, they're batting .214 against righties so far as well. Ross, pretty good in his first start. Obviously, never gave up a run. But, you know, this is going to be topsy-turvy with Wainwright all year long, and you're probably right here just by avoiding him. Like, is he going to be... Last time out, he's the guy. In his last start, the Cardinals actually... Mm-hmm. Well, they beat Burns and the Brewers that day. And Burns was unbelievable yet again. So, I mean, is he going to give up 8 runs in 2 innings, or is he going to go 6 strong and then, you know, give it over to the bullpen?
It's a great organization. But, and they've been playoff teams. A game over 500 last year at home, and then 2-3 this year so far. Hasn't been this great home team, even though they've been winning a lot of games and making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That hasn't happened. And the Nats are 2-6. The Giants finally played an over. And Cueto's plus money here. And the Giants are now 9-2. No run scored in the first inning. But with that over yesterday, that snapped that streak. But still, 8-1 under run for the game in San Francisco. 9-1 under run first five.
I think I'm going to be on the first five under today.
And they are shocking the hell out of me that they're 7-4. This is a fit.
Molly's been good for the Reds, 15 Ks per nine. Does allow the long ball, but a lot of hard-throwing pitchers do. Scherzer, Exhibit A. Cueto, I watched a lot of that Giants game in his last start. He was really good. I don't know how, a couple things. I don't know how he throws with that jerky motion like that, and I don't know how batters can get a read on that. There was a time where he was late in the game, and he did like the triple take where he goes back like this, and then it's like,
yeah.
He did it 3 times, and then he throws it. Like, it's almost like a balk in midair. Well, how do you throw a baseball 88 miles an hour or 90, whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're going to come back and not have as many runs in that game today as we saw last night. And then do you want to be, you know.
I do not want Musgrove. No, I do not.
Okay.
220? No way. No. But now, this is from, I think it's from Covers or Odd Sharks. Padres 14-39 run on the road against lefties? Not that Anderson's anything great, but come on. And again, this, when you're supposed to go 6 innings and it's early in the season, and then you got there like, go for it. Come on. We never had a no-hitter. Adrenaline, let's go. And like he said after the game in an awesome post-game press conference interview, that he said, I was just throwing breaking stuff. I was throwing a lot of sliders. Catcher did a great job. I wasn't throwing fastballs.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets the no-hitter. No, he's coming back out there. And then the unbelievable 10-1, yes, running the first inning at Pirates
game. I'm telling you right now, don't be afraid to take some of these big dogs early on in the season.
Yep.
We've had a lot of them come in. The Pirates, I mean, they got the win yesterday against Snell.
Maybe the Padres score first, too. The opponent has scored 7 in a row against Pittsburgh. And the Padres did it yesterday as well with the home run.
You can get almost a 2-1 return on the Pirates today in this game.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who I do like is Phillies. It's pro Wheeler and it's anti-Peterson. Come on. Phillies 5-1 run against lefties. Mets have issues as a dog. And Wheeler going against his former team. I like the Phillies here.
Okay.
Did a good job yesterday, but I think Peterson was roughed up the last time out, so
yep.
I don't have a lot of confidence in him. And they got a big doubleheader, too. Hello, Nesson. Big one. Can't believe the Red Sox. They've won 7 in a row. And they got the doubleheader today. And at DraftKings, what did I write down? Game 1, May 8th is $1.50, total of 6. Game 2, Barrios is $1.60, 6.5. Two good pitching matchups.
Okay, so what's the order here today?
I have Maeda going against...
not Eovaldi.
Yes, yes. That's what DraftKings has. And Barrios against Rodriguez. What, are you seeing something else?
I had it written down last night as Eovaldi against Barrios. But I could be wrong on that. I look at like 3 different sites and... Okay, I know this. Barrios has been awesome so far.
Yes, he has.
I mean, 11.2 innings pitched... 11 2/3, 1.54 ERA, the strikeouts per nine, 15.43, been phenomenal. Again, he had that no-no going against Burns. Both guys did on opening day, or in that first game for the Twins against the Brewers. But this Devers now with a home run in 4 consecutive games, their pitching is going to be the biggest question mark the entire year. Like, the Twins should have gotten more off of, was it Perez yesterday?
Yeah.
They should have gotten more. They had guys on like every single inning and could not get him across the plate. But Eovaldi is... I mean, he's been good so far. I like him. I think overall he's good when he goes today against the Twins. And then two other games. Here's the deal. I'm not laying money with the Yankees at any point right now. But I'm also probably not going to take the Blue Jays today because I don't know what we're going to get out of Stripling. But Corey Kluber's numbers are not good. And this, Paul, this could be like a Bumgarner situation in New York. His ERA and his FIP are mid-fives or higher. He's throwing 90 miles an hour. I know he's striking out like 11 plus per nine, and the Blue Jays are striking out a ton. I cannot back Kluber now. And this offense for the Yankees, yep, they can't get him any runs anyway.
Yep. I'm with you. And how? Canning favored? Oh,
well.
On. Canning $1.30 on the road?
I know. And we talked about this, I believe it was on opening day. Keller was going at home. He was like $1.60 in that game against the Rangers. Last year, Brad Keller was under the radar. Very good guy at home. One of the best, because he was always getting a plus price. And he was nails. I think he had like a 0.2 ERA last year at home. He was really, really good. And now he comes out, it's early. But two starts into the season, he's got a 19 ERA and a FIP of 10+.
Uh-huh.
And this is a great story. I know the Royals got the win last night. But with what is happening right now with Ohtani at the plate, he's mashing the baseball. And I know some people are saying that he's actually so good right now at hitting, maybe you don't want to waste him on the mound.
Yeah, that hurts the MVP stuff.
Oh, that would certainly hurt it, yeah.
That'll be a good discussion with our show on MLB.com later today. I know that's all those big bets that came in on him, and then what you were thinking as well. Yeah. Well, this is a great thing about baseball. The McCullers is 240 today against Fulmer. The Astros have lost four in a row. The Tigers have a losing record, but you're up two units. They've been dogs in every game.
Right.
They're in a funk. The A's pulled their head out. Harvey's favored, please. I mean, this is a total of 9.5, too. And do you want to come right back with your Marlins? Morton's 195 here at Circa. Again, the last three games, the Marlins have won +230, +125, and +150. That's a nice ROI for you.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to pull the trigger today on the Marlins. The first two games have treated me pretty well, so I don't know much about this kid going today for Miami. Niedert is his name against Charlie Morton. So I, as of right now, no. I would rather take the Pirates today at 2-1 return against the Padres.
What's the power rating with the Rangers? Rich Hill's $1.80? They think this is a minor league outfit.
Is that the number in
the
game?
Again, you're going to you see what's going on with the Pirates. It's baseball. You're going to win 62 on accident.
Of course. You got to find the days that it makes sense to actually back them, and the Rangers did yesterday. Hill's going to give you, what, 4 2/3?
Four hard
innings, maybe five if he can push it.
Hit the showers.
Right, get him out of there.
Four and two-thirds, give him, right. Have the Bud Light waiting for him in a chicken sandwich.
Boy, if that team, I know Snell was no good last night, but if that team would have kept Snell, you can go back-to-back with Glasnow and Blake Snell. We saw it last year, what it was like.
I still can't get over Kershaw, Bauer, and Buehler. Not bad with the ridiculous lineup,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will discuss course form at the RBC as we get another PGA event starting tomorrow.